Well, thank you, Leah and Luke. We appreciate that. That's kind of a message from the perspective of a bus kid. How many of you rode a bus to Sunday school back in your past? Would you raise your hand? That's quite a few hands. Look around. It's a ministry God raised up us with us here many, many years ago. But it's a ministry all across the country. And while a lot of churches have given up on it, we still believe in it here. And have some tremendous stories we could share with you how God has used that. Yeah, thank God for those that give of their time to be a bus captain. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles this morning to the book of James. We're going to James chapter 5. It's Roundup Sunday again, and I try to kind of pick my words a little bit to kind of go along with the theme, the Western theme a little bit. And you'll recognize this statement when I say it. I want to preach to you this morning on holding the fort. Most of us have seen some of the old black and white Westerns and other things, and we understand a little bit about a fort. I guess a fort is made kind of to keep some folks on the outside that are dangerous to the folks that are on the inside. It's made to hold against an outer force. And I want us to look in James chapter 5. We're going to pick it up in two verses, verses 7 and 8, not very long. Look at it. It says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman," that's a farmer, "waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also," like the farmer, "be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Now, there's kind of a spiritual sense right here that I want to share with you this morning. Whether you know it or not, we are pilgrims passing through this old earth. We're not here permanent. In the meantime, we're holding the fort. I want you to pick up your songbook. I want you to work with me this morning. If you don't like the preaching this morning, it's because you didn't get in it and help me. Amen. Pick up the songbook. How many of you found one? There's one close by. Now see if you can find page 477 in it. 477. If you can find it, the title of the song will be Hold the Fort. Hold the Fort. Now keep your songbook open. Keep your Bible open. I hope I'm going to refer to both of them, and you'll be able to kind of keep up with me just a little bit better. Our text here is saying, "Wait with patience, that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return." And in the meantime, this song says, "Hold the fort, for I am coming." Now, the Lord is sending that message to you and I. He's the one saying, "I am coming." Now, this song was written because of a war story that a fellow heard. His name was Philip Bliss. Philip Bliss was a fellow that sung in the campaigns of D.L. Moody, the great evangelist of old, and back in those days, and he heard a general get up and tell a war story, and it inspired him to write the song that's been used now in good churches down through the ages. And Robert Bliss heard how the general said that a group of soldiers was trying to hold a fort. They were in a bad predicament. And they were trying to hold it, all kind of forces and enemy on the outside coming against them. And they were looking for relief. They were looking for another army to bring reinforcements. And finally, somebody looked up on a mountain 20 miles away, and they had a signal given by that army, "Hold the fort, for I am coming." And so that general on the mountain was saying, "Don't quit. Hold on, I'm going to be there, I'm going to get there." And so that's what inspired the song that you have in the songbook. And if you will, as I'll refer to some of the lines today in it, we'll understand that the songwriter, Brother Bliss here, really describes a good picture of where you and I are at today. I'm going to move on through it here just a little bit. The song, it was inspired by the war scene, and it is still applies to us today. It really fits our day. I want you to notice the second line in the song. Now, I'm going to trust you to look at the book and then look back. Otherwise, we'll close it and I'll tell you I forgot the page. Stay with me now. I want you to notice some truths here that God uses in this song. In the second line, it says, we see the mighty host advancing. Satan is leading on. You know, as we look around today, we know who is leading the evil forces, don't we? Well, it's obvious that it is Satan. Everywhere you look today, all the bad, all the evil. I appreciate what the sheriff said a while ago. Thank God we don't have a lot of things, even we used to have, because of the sheriff and people that have backed him. Our county is one of the cleanest counties you're going to find in Florida. And I thank God for that. But Satan is leading his forces against godliness today like never before. I don't think I have to tell you that. The obvious evil is everywhere. I saw this week on the news where they got this abortion so-called doctor, not a doctor, butcher is a better word for him, that they caught him with 2,400 remains, fetuses, really baby parts, in the trunk of his car. And then they say that he's probably performed 10,000 abortions. Satan is leading against the innocent blood of our babies today on wholesale abortion everywhere that you look. There's a born alive bill we have tried, I think it's 80 times that this bill has been introduced in the legislature, and 80 times the opposing party has rejected it. The born alive bill says a lot of babies that are aborted come out alive for a while. Many of them good size and healthy, and yet they're murdered after they're born. And the best of our men in Washington have tried to pass this bill. It's been voted down or blocked 80 times. Folks, it does matter who you vote for. It does matter where you stand and let your views be heard. We look around, we see a host coming, like the song says. It's charging against us. We see that crowd that would murder the babies. We see the gay agenda everywhere you look marching out in our face. I saw again this week where they're again trying to use our tax money to give sex changes in the military. Oh, yeah, the president, after he got elected, stopped it, and they're trying to bring it around and bring it around into the back door again every way they can. If you've been told that some of them are born that way, you've been told a lie. Harvard and MIT both did almost a parallel study here recently, and they come out that there is no gay gene. Nobody is born that way. It's like any other sin. It's chosen, it's a choice, and it's a practice, and that's what it amounts to, and yet we're having that thing today. Now, it's amazing to me how that righteousness is headed off and blocked every way, and as we look out there, yes, I understand, we feel like we're holding a fort, we see the forces coming, but I want to say to you, there's more to look for than just at the evil forces that we're fighting today. Big religion. Some of you aren't going to like what I got to say. You don't have to come back. We'll give your seat to somebody else. The truth of the matter, and I'm going to say something here you need to know about. One of the ladies out here, I won't incriminate her, but she gave me a copy of this, and I'd already heard something about it. I got a picture here on the front. It looks like three fellas in a Halloween suits. I'm joking a little bit. Black suits with red caps on. They smear the name of the bird called a cardinal. Anyway, here's the headline. Jesus not coming back by the looks of it admits the Vatican. Now don't groan, everybody will know who you are. A spokesperson for the Vatican has officially announced today that the second coming of Jesus, the only Son of God, may not happen after all. Cardinal Gerigo Salvador told World News Net that this year, 1984, I don't know what calendar he's going by, 1981st anniversary is to be the Vatican's last in regards to waiting for the Lord to return to earth. Here's a fulfillment in such hours you think not. Matthew 24:44. Now here's the crowd says he's not coming. He says we just feel Jesus is not coming back by the looks of it. It's been ages. He's probably out doing some good things for other people. Listen to the rest of it. Nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus promised his disciples he'd come again. John 14. He did. They got that right. Then it says this. The Vatican defended Jesus' broken promise, claiming he was probably drinking wine. Don't this blow your mind? He was probably drinking wine at the time when he made the comments. Having the ability to turn water into wine had its ups and downs, the cardinal said. We all make promises we can't keep when we're drunk. And Jesus was no different. I didn't write that, folks. That was put on the World News Net right here. Let me go on a little bit further. I'll just add this much to it. Peter said in the last days, scoffers would come, walking after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the beginning, all things continue as they were. Peter anticipated that. God anticipated that. God put that out there. And where we at today is we look at the host charging us, charging our Ford, as it were. We also see that religion, so-called, is in the group, in the group. As I think about the song here and look at it a little bit, we can see that we believers today, we recognize that the signs such as this, the unbelief that I just read to you right there, we recognize that is a sign of the Lord's coming. In the third line of the song, it says, mighty men are falling. That's part of the sign too. Let me say something frank to you this morning. It don't matter how many great men fall, Jesus hasn't fallen. And he doesn't get drunk, and he is coming again. And I don't care who lines up to say he isn't. I don't care what religion or how many. He's going to keep his word. He's never broken a promise spoken. He's going to come back just like he said. And as the man wrote this song here, that's what he was talking about. He was saying that the Lord is saying, hold the fort till I get there. I'm coming. I believe the Lord is coming, don't you? I certainly do. As I look around here, I look around and see that we believers see signs all the time. They say that this signal was being given from a mountain that was 20 miles away from this fort. I don't know exactly how they did it, whether they spread bed sheets on the mountain up near the top or what. But if you look at the first line here in the song, it says, ho, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. It was high up on the mountain. They said, look up. Help is coming. Reinforcements is coming. The general is over there. It may take him 2 or 3 hours at the speed they could move in that particular day with the horses, but he is coming. And I want to say to you, look up in the sky. The Lord has said he is coming. He's going to come a lot faster. The Bible says in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it can happen that quick. And what a state of shock the unrighteous crowd of this world is going to be in. It says mighty men are fallen. I want to say we don't have our trust in men. No man. I'm all for the president trying to do all the things he's doing against all the great opposition that he's doing. I thank God, and I'm amazed he hadn't fallen yet. But if he does fall, Jesus is still coming. Amen. He is still coming. I look around, I see the sheriff and others, good men. Thank God for good men. But our trust is not in man. Our trust is in the Lord and in his word and in his promise. And I believe with all my heart the Lord Jesus is going to do what he said. He is coming back, and I want to hold my part of the fort until he gets here. You know, we see a socialist mob out there today attacking the fort, don't we? If you saw the president speaking the other night in Minneapolis, I thought as I was watching some of that, what a difference in the crowd on the inside of that building and the crowd that was on the outside of that building. What a difference in the crowd that was in there hearing about the issues that matter, godly issues. I don't know. I don't approve all the colorful language the president uses, but maybe he gets attention with it. And I thank God for the issues that he stands on. But outside, That socialist crowd out there wants to undo America. And you look at them out there with a mask on. Where's the Lone Ranger? You pulled it off. All right. All right, all joking aside, the outside crowd with a mask on, throwing bottles full of urine at the police and the horses. Now, if you want to look at that, see the contrast between the group on the outside and the group on the inside. I want to tell you, folks, if we go to sleep at the switch, the group that was on the outside is going to be controlling your life and your kids' life and your future. We need to be wise about that and take our stand. That socialist mob out there is un-American, unpatriotic. They don't know our history. They don't know what is right and wrong. And you and I that do know what's right and wrong, let's don't surrender the fort to them. Let's hold the fort. He is coming. The song says, fierce and long the battle rages. That's one of the lines there. Fierce and long it rages, but help is near. And it is. It's near. The third line says, see the glorious banner waving. Understand something. The world paints Christianity as being defeated. We're not defeated. It pictures the church as being defeated. We're not defeated. You need to see the glorious banner as heaven looks at it. The day is going to come. You look forward into when Jesus leads the parade down heaven's main street with the glorious banners flying in the air. Yes, I am on the winning side. And don't let the world, I like what the sheriff said a while ago, no matter what they say, America's still worth saving. And still the greatest nation there is, and we better defend what our forefathers bled and died and gave us. Amen. Now we can see the advancing host. It is Satan's attack. There's no doubt about it. I recognize that. But at the same time, I'm not going to surrender to him. I've seen through the years too many folks predicted our defeat, but we're still here. And we're still winning. Because we're serving... We're serving our champion. We're not going to surrender to the devil and his mob that's showing up everywhere, it seems like today. But we see the advancing host, no doubt about it. There's a bunch of them. I'm amazed how they unite and all the tricks they pull. But if you look close, they're not winning yet. They plan all kinds of strategy against America, but America's still standing. We're probably stronger today than we have been for the last number of years. And I'm praying that we can stay that way. But I want to say the church is not losing either. We're still, listen, you can't lose when you know the end comes and your champion is going to come back and he's going to win. He's going to put down all enemies under his feet. He's going to rule and reign the kingdom that he promised on earth for at least 1,000 years right here on global earth. That's what the Bible teaches. I used to stand in school, and you did too in the early years, and it was all right. It was legal to stand up and say the Lord's Prayer. Wasn't it? Our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come. May thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. He's coming back to do his will on earth. Oh, he's long-suffering. He's merciful. He wants every sinner to be saved, and we want to reach everyone that we can. But we've read the back of the book. We know how it comes out. We know who the winner is. And thank God we just need to keep holding the fort and standing true. You know, some of you say, well, preacher, that advancing host you talk about, that homosexual agenda, that abortion crowd, all the evil out there, all the corruption, that's not my problem. Yes, it is in a way, but I know you have personal problems. I know many of you have a health problem, and right on top of you all the time, that's an advancing host against you. Maybe you got kids that's giving you trouble. Maybe it's family problem. Maybe it's financial. I don't know. And that's your advancing host. But I want to tell you, Jesus is coming back to take care of you too. It's not just he's going to one day rule the nations with a rod of iron. He wants you to turn over your life and trust him even when the enemy looks like they're winning over you. Trust him anyhow. Anyhow. That's the thing we need to do. You know, there's a line here in the song, the fourth line. Says, onward, comrades, our commander is coming. That's who Jesus is. And then you know what it says? It says chair. I like that. Cheer up's what it's saying. Cheer. Here he comes. He says, our great commander, onward comes our great commander. Cheer, my comrades, cheer. You know, when I was a kid, and right across from the old college building now, used to be the old hotel, right across from it was a little movie theater. It was called, many of you remember, Floyd Theaters. It was all over the county. And if I could get 9 pennies saved up with a little student card, I could get in and see the movie every week. And I watched Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and Durango Kid and you name it. I watched them win every time. But you know what it would look like for a while to us kids? It looked like they were going to lose. They'd start off and they'd be getting beat up, mistreated, framed, ambushed, all those words. But then near the end, here come the hero. Here come the cavalry. Here you'd hear the bugle sound. And nobody had to tell us to stand up and cheer. We cheered. Our hero was coming. I got news for you. My hero's coming. My Jesus that loved me and died for me on the cross of Calvary and shed his blood, he's coming. You see, I'm born again by trusting him. You're born again if you've trusted him as your Savior. But I want to tell you, he saves our soul, but he's coming back one day to rule the kingdom on earth. No more cancer. No more bad disease. He's going to take care of your personal host that's coming against you today, too. Whatever it is, he's going to take care of that, too. You know, this song is written from the viewpoint Jesus is saying, hold the fort. Hold the fort. And the songwriter says, you see the signal? You see the signs? He's signaling he's coming. And Jesus is saying, hold the fort, for I am coming. And you that know your Bible know the word I am there is identifying him as God, the Lord God, Jehovah. He is the I am, the great I am. And he is coming back. He is the winner. And bless God, I'm in his army, not this old satanic world's army. And he's going to win. Summing up the picture of the song, Jesus is looking for an answer from you and I. What kind of answer? If you look at the last course there, if you look at the course, it says, hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace, we will. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to aim the answer back to heaven. By thy grace, I'll still be standing, Lord. I'm not going to cave in. I'm going to stand for what I stood for last year, year before that, year before that, year before that. I'm staying on the winning side. I'm going to help hold the fort. I believe he's coming. I believe he's coming. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever joined his army? Is he your Savior? Do you belong to him? One day the sky is going to open, Revelation 19, and Jesus is going to be seen leading the armies of heaven on a white horse. Read it, Revelation 19. He's coming back. You're going to find that the powerful men of the earth, the rich and the bond alike that have rejected him are going to be fearful. They're going to cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne. In that day, you and I will not be having to hide our face. We'll be in his army. We'll be with our champion. And right now, in the meantime, however tough it is, hold the fort. Hold the fort, because he's coming. I ask you this morning, would you join his army? Maybe you're in the other army. You can change this morning. You can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can know if you died today, you'd go to heaven. But if he comes, he'll be coming for you and not against you if he's your Lord and Savior. I pray you'd accept him this morning. We're going to sing a song. In fact, I'm going to ask the song leader to take this same one since you already got your books open there. Just take page 477, Brother Bert, and let's all stand. We'll sing this as an invitation. And maybe if you want to change armies this morning, now's the time to do it. Step out and leave the wrong side. Come to the right side and have the assurance when he comes, he's coming for you. Will you do that? I pray you will. Father, may you bless the invitation in Jesus' name. Amen.
My comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing. Vigilant is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven by thy grace. The mighty wind, Satan moving on, mighty men around us, courage almost gone. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. Glorious banner waving, hear the trumpet blow. In our Lord's name, over every foe. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven by thy grace.
Would you bow your heads with me a moment as music's still playing, invitation's still open? What kind of answer are you waving back to heaven? Whose side do you represent? Could be you're here this morning, you come in really discouraged. You've been looking out the window and you've been seeing the host advancing, the foe coming, the enemy. Let's just remember, he's defeated. Satan wants to run a bluff today. He wants to make you think he's the winner, but he's the loser. Don't let him discourage you. Jesus is coming. If he came today, how would it be with you? We believe he's coming quietly and secretly for the saved before he comes back leading his army from heaven. I believe the Bible teaches that. He's coming back for his own. Are you his own? Do you belong to him? Has there been a time you came and trusted Christ as your Savior? Said, Lord, I can't live it. I can't keep it. I can't do it. But I trust you to take care of it. I trust you. That's what he wants you to do. He cried on the cross, it is finished. He paid for all of our sins, past, present, and future. When you trust him and let him do it for you, you can have the assurance that heaven's your home. Do you have that assurance this morning? I pray you do. I want to ask Brother Burke to lead us in one more verse of that song, and you can still come.
Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing, victory.
let you be seated a moment and share with you some here. Okay, we have Sister Eleanor Dorsey. Would you, Sister Charlene, you want to help her come on up? We're so glad she's been visiting with us some, moving a membership from another Baptist Church of Lack Faith, and wanted to join with us. I want you to notice something. It didn't hurt her a bit. Some of you are so scared about moving a church membership. We don't do anything mean to you. We have a motion to receive her into our membership. Show of hands and so carried. We're so glad to have you, Sister Eleanor. Ask you to stand there just a minute, if you would. All right, let's see. Brenda Wright, did I get that right? All right, Brenda, come on up and stand up here with us. Now, Brenda Wright has been saved and baptized, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, praise the Lord.
From Virginia.
West or West Virginia?
No, Virginia.
All right. She wants a distinction there. Now, there might be somebody out there from West Virginia, so we're not going to jump on it too.
I had four kids there. In West Virginia, so
all right. All right. Amen. I got some family up there too. All right, Sister Wright, we're glad you got saved and baptized. Amen. So she's coming in by statement for that. Then we have Sister, Patricia Neal.
My daughter.
All right, that's your daughter. Okay, good. And she's moving her membership from a Baptist church there in Virginia.
Montemental
Baptist. All right, good. Stand up here with us. We're glad to have you also. Let me see. I believe that is all. Okay. Have a motion to receive these. Show of hands and so carried. All right, let's stand. You can come by and shake hands. Welcome them into our fellowship. I'm not sure how long you want to stand. If you want to go back and be seated, you can, Sister Eleanor. But we're also going to ask you to gather in the corner for pictures with the sheriff. And I know everybody can't do it. Of course, we're suspicious of some of you when you don't want your picture made with the sheriff. But all right, I'm kidding at you now, but we appreciate him giving him his time and coming, amen? And I believe he's got some friends over there, amen? That's good. We'll dismiss in prayer, and we'll ask you to come on down and shake hands and welcome these, and then we'll gather around for the pictures. I know it's going to break some of your heart, but I'm not going to the front door. Some of you said, yay! Hush. All right, let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the morning. Thank you for these that have come to join with us. Thank you, Father, that we realize it does look dark sometime, but Father, we are holding the fort for just a little while, and you're coming. Father, we've seen the signals. We know you're coming soon, and we just pray you'd help us to be faithful till you get here. Bless again tonight, we pray, and thank you again for the morning service, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.